Welcome to today's episode of the Fit to Lead podcast. I am very excited to introduce you to today's guest, who is MK Stahl, who is a multi-passionate entrepreneur with a proven track record of building highly profitable businesses in the health and wellness space. At 25, MK became a Fit Body Bootcamp client, which became the best part of her day. She took that positive energy she felt at bootcamp and opened her location 6 months later. Over the next 6 years, she opened three additional locations and became the community manager for the Fit Body brand. MK also hosts the Beyond the Scale podcast, spreading the importance of not basing your health on metrics. MK grew her career and her family simultaneously, two things that require a lot of time, something we can never get enough of these days. And she spreads the message to others that there's no such thing as balance, right? But setting boundaries can lead to the most fulfilling life at work and home. I will get those words out. MK is passionate about helping other women bring their vision for entrepreneurship to life and create freedom for themselves and their families. I am so excited to talk to you, MK.
Oh, thank you. Likewise. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, it's funny. When I read people's bios, I'm like, oh, this is going to be such a good conversation. You have so much going on and you've done so much. So I would just love to hear from you about your journey to how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, sure. So as you read in my bio, I started as a client at Fit Body Bootcamp. And at that point in my life, I was working in like my second job out of college. I didn't really know where my future, I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know what I wanted to spend my time doing, but I did know I was not feeling fulfilled. It's funny. Actually, I heard this the other day in church. Like a lot of times we know more about what we don't want than what we do want. And that was the phase of life that I was in. And so I became a client at Fit Body Bootcamp, and just going to Fit Body every day really just changed everything for me. It became that place that I just felt so fulfilled, and I was watching how fitness was helping change other people's lives, mine included. And it was something that I knew I wanted to be a part of. And so my husband and I joined forces and we opened our first location 9 months after I became a client.
Wow.
And then over the course of the next 5 years, we ended up opening three locations and we also started a family. So, you know, that added the complexity to it. But today we've opened multiple locations. We've actually exited a few of them and put some other leaders in place. We are master franchisors for the state of South Carolina. So we help other people that are aspiring to own their own Fit Body location. We help them open up and we mentor them throughout their journey. And so I'm also working for the franchise and their marketing department, and I lead their Beyond the Scale podcast. So just one, you know, experience, or just over the course of about a month as I was a client at that one location 7 years ago, has really changed the trajectory of my life and got me to where I am today.
That is incredible. Oh my gosh. And kudos to you. Like, that is no small feat to join forces with your husband, right? Because there's like, it's one thing being married, having the relationship, but then also working together. How did that go? How was that? Like, how did that, you know, better or strain or challenge, you know, your relationship?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in the beginning, this was very much my thing. My husband was a practicing physical therapist at the time. And so he had that background and he was able to help me, whereas I was more excited about marketing and connecting with other people. And then it was kind of funny, the roles kind of shifted as our business grew. He actually started to enjoy being more on the back end, and I was helping people, you know, coaching, and he was helping me learn how to coach people and learn more about the body and getting my certifications. And as the years went on, we had to really figure out how to separate our family from our work life, because that was sometimes difficult. Like, I can't tell you how many times we would be playing with our daughter. We have two children now, but in the beginning, you know, just with one, we'd be playing with her and we'd also be answering emails and talking about work and sending text messages, and it can consume you if you let it. So we quickly had to establish boundaries, find the balance, but it's hard. And for anybody listening who's worked with their significant other, you know, you likely end up doing a lot of the same things and you realize over time, okay, we can't be always working on the same thing or we're going to butt heads. So we have to figure out what we're good at and what we enjoy, and kind of divide and conquer in order to work on this larger goal together. And that's what we did. But it was a journey to get there.
Oh, I love that. That is beautiful. I love that you learned more about each other. You learned how to work together. So I'm sure that strengthened your relationship in so many different ways. So what is the hardest part and the most rewarding part of being, you're a working mom and you're a business owner? So talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I would say the hardest part is prioritizing what's most important in each moment. Like you have to be the judge of that. So for me, an example of this would be is if you have kids and you're listening to this and you're also an entrepreneur or a small business owner, is being there in the morning with your children more important to you than being in your business in the morning? Like something's going to have to give. You're going to have to make a sacrifice. So I think that's the hardest part, especially as a fitness business owner. There were so many mornings when I needed to be there at 5 o'clock and so 5 a.m. So I wasn't going to be there at breakfast with my kids. My husband was going to have to drive them to school, to daycare. He was going to have to do everything. And I just had to be okay with that. And I knew that that was a temporary season of life for me. And then as my business grew and we had more systems and more leaders in place, things were able to change. But I would say to answer your question, the hardest part is just trying to figure out where do I need to be and what's most important during each season and each phase that you're in, because it can be challenging and you're always trying to balance it and there is really no balance. Like something's got to give, as I said. That's the hardest part. But with that, the other side of the coin is the most rewarding part is that you do get to control your schedule and you do get to determine what you value most. And so, as our businesses grew and as my children started to get a little bit older, what my husband and I have really realized is that we have to stay grounded to what our core values are. And one of our values as a family is that we really value time with our children and we want to control our own time. And in order to do that, that means we have to get really good at delegating. And when I was in the beginning of this, I wanted to do it all. And even when I had three studios and two kids about 2 years ago, I was like, okay, I want to be at every session. I want to know every coach at a personal level. I want to know all the clients that are coming in and out of our doors. And that's how I quickly got burnt out and I realized this isn't possible. So I would say one of the best parts about being a business owner is that you do get to set your schedule and you get to be in control, but it takes systems, it takes delegation, and it takes time, and you have to give yourself some grace during that process.
I love that so much. So along that journey, any books or podcasts that maybe especially helped you or resonated with you during that time?
So one of my favorite podcasts that I listen to regularly is the Mel Robbins podcast, just because she is so positive.
So
She has
good.
like the best energy and the best little tips. And I use her 5 second rule a lot. Like she always says, if you don't want to do something, you don't want to get out of bed in the morning, like just close your eyes and count to five and just do it. And so I use that a lot. So that's one of them. One of the books that I read recently that a lot of your listeners would probably really like is How Are You Really by Jenna Kutcher. Jenna Kutcher has a podcast. It's called the Gold Digger Podcast. It's for small business owners and entrepreneurs. She talks a lot about marketing, but she also is a mom to two kids. And she talks about trying to balance it all and just trying to manage it all and live the life that you want to live. And so her book, How Are You Really, makes you get like quiet with yourself. It makes you decide and determine if you aren't there yet, like, what do you really want? And what does your perfect life and your perfect day look like? And I think sometimes for me, like during this journey, I've had to take a pause, I've had to take a break and ask myself that a few times. Because if you don't, and you are, building a business, or even if it's someone's listening and you're just like really busy and you're working on yourself and trying to better yourself, sometimes you can get so busy being busy that you forget to check in with yourself.
I love that. And those are two of my favorite podcasts. So I'm glad you brought those
Oh,
up.
awesome.
Huge, huge fan of Mel Robbins. She's awesome. So if
Awesome.
anyone has not checked her out, her books, her podcast, all the things, she is awesome.
Yeah.
So, many moms feel like they're in a season of waiting, right? You're waiting for things to get easier to pursue the job. You're waiting for your kids to get older, for maybe to start that business or to take care of themselves. So how do you get out of that season, like waiting for things to be just right?
Yeah, that's such a great question. And I have very much felt like this. So when you're in a season of waiting, you feel like like a lot of times we'll say as women, like, I'll be happy when, if I can just make this happen, if I just get the new job, if I get the new position, when my child starts sleeping through the night, like we could go on and on and on and talk about when this happens, then this other thing will happen. And that's a season of waiting. And you're always going to be in some sort of season like that. That's what I found out. Like, there's never going to be that perfect time to do anything, whether it's to start the business, to start going to a new gym, to start taking care of your health, anything in life, there's never going to be a perfect time. And you will hear people say a lot that this is just a season I'm in. This is just temporary. But in order to get out of that, you have to just start taking baby steps. And that's when I realized I, about a year and a half ago, was in this waiting season where I had multiple studios. I had two kids. I had kind of removed myself from the day-to-day because I felt like I wasn't getting to spend as much time with my children like I wanted. And I kind of told myself, like, what's the goal here? You know, I want to be an entrepreneur and I want to control my time, but right now I'm not getting to do that. So I kind of took a step back. And for about a year, almost a year, I kept saying, this is just a temporary phase. It's just a temporary phase. And then one day I realized, like, this will be a permanent phase if I keep saying this is temporary. And a lot of people do that. They blame all of the circumstances going on in their life and they say there's going to be a better time. And then there never is. And then you live a life of regret. And it's very sad because there are people that I meet in the gym that are clients, and they'll come in and they'll say, oh, my kids are now in high school and I've been wanting to get into fitness since they were little, but I just felt like I never had time. And now that they're in high school and they can drive and they can take themselves places, I can do it. I'm finally committing to myself. And while part of me is so happy for them, the other part is like, I'm sorry you didn't do this sooner. I'm sorry that you felt like you had to use that as an excuse for so long that you've gotten to this point where you don't like the person that you're looking at in the mirror and you don't feel like what you used to feel like. And so I think for anyone listening who may feel like this, just know that these temporary phases of life, yes, they may be temporary, and we all have different circumstances, and you'll have to be the judge of what you know that you have going on, but it will always be temporary. I mean, it will turn into permanent if you keep looking at it like that. So you have to just start taking baby steps, and it doesn't happen overnight. So you might as well start just making some good decisions now so you don't stay in this phase forever.
Yes, I love that so much. And I think it goes back to like the progress, not perfection, right? I think everyone's waiting for like this perfect time that I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week and I'm going to work out for 30 minutes. And it's like, right. Well, if you could just work out one time a week for 10 minutes, it's better than zero. So yeah. I love what you're saying, because I do feel like people get caught up in that, right? This vision of what it's going to look like and how perfect life's going to be. And it's just, there's always something. It's either the kids or, you know, somebody gets sick or I love just how you captured that.
Yeah. I think that's a good word to use, is your vision. Like, your vision might not actually end up being your reality. And we have this perfect picture of how we want to look, how we want people to perceive us, how we want our routine to be every day. And when something doesn't go our way, we're often quick to throw in the towel. And so you have to just let go of that perfect vision. Sometimes it's good to have a vision, but your reality is going to be a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. And good enough is good enough. Right. I love it. All right. So I'm going to throw the question that always throws people off. What is your favorite life hack?
Favorite life hack? Ooh, right now for me, it's just getting up a little bit before the kids. Even if it's 5 minutes, it helps me so much. It really helps my mindset more than anything. My son's almost 3, my daughter's 5 and a half. So even though they're not in the newborn phase anymore, our nights sometimes, you just never know. And even in the mornings, like, someone might get up super early. And if I can just get up a little bit before them and just have my peace, brush my teeth without someone tugging at my leg and asking for me, then that helps me. So that's my life hack.
That is a great one. So my children are older, but let me tell you, I remember those toddler years very much so. Yeah. You never know if they're going to wake up crazy or they're going to wake up happy. So I wholeheartedly think that is a wonderful life hack for anyone, whether you have toddlers, fur babies, whatever you have, just to get that little bit of peace to yourself in the morning, I think is crucial. So great life hack. But I would love for you to just share away all the things, you know, how people could get in touch with you, how they can learn more about Fit Body boot camps, you know, if they're interested in maybe owning their own business, how would they go about, you know, doing that? I'll put everything in the show notes, but I would love for you to share.
Yes, definitely. So you can find me on social media at Mary Catherine Stahl. And then you can also find the podcast Beyond the Scale on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And then to learn more about Fit Body Bootcamp as a brand, you can just go to fitbodybootcamp.com. You can type in your zip code to see if there's a location nearby if you want to become a client. And if you're interested in ownership, there's actually a form all the way at the bottom of our website, and you can fill out one of those and we can send you more information on ownership. So I'd love to connect with anyone that's listening.
Yay. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for joining me today. I loved learning about, you know, growing a business, growing a family, all the things. So I appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have you tried Built Bars yet? If you haven't, you are totally missing out. These incredible protein bars are macro-friendly, some are gluten-free and nut-free, and they come in amazing flavors like coconut brownie, raspberry cheesecake, and my newest favorite, churro marshmallow. So check them out and use the code AllisonJacksonFitness, all one word, and save 10% today. Try it out and see how you like it and let me know. And again, it's www.builtbar.com and the code AllisonJacksonFitness to save 10%. Try it out today.